Good afternoon. I'd like to remind everyone to please turn your cell phones off. Welcome to the Laughlin Town Advisory Board. Today is February 13th, 2024. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to any item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission of the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With the 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist the accommodation persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. TDD at 702-385-7486 or Relay Nevada toll free at 800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828. Supporting material will also be available at the Clark County Department of Administration Services at 500 South Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada. Supporting material will be available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/LaughlinTAB. The board members, Pamela Walker, Vice Present. Chairperson.
Present.
Fred Doten.
Here.
Kathy Oates, excused. Herm Walker.
Here.
And myself, Kathleen Haas. We will now have the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand. Put your right hand over your heart. Repeat after us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Public comments for this period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearings items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait into the comments by the general public. This period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson, council, by majority vote. I will now call for the approval of the minutes of January 9th in today's agenda.
So moved. Second.
So moved. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We will now start with our informational items for today. Item number one, we will be announcing the 2024 Laughlin Citizen of the Year and present an award in Clark County Proclamation in honor of recognition of their community service.
Perfect. Thank you, Chair. We have a proclamation and award, but before I do that, I'm going to read some background on the person who's won, and then I'll announce it as a surprise. So, the Laughlin Citizen of the Year Award is presented annually in honor of the late Jim Edwards, an expression of gratitude and appreciation to a resident of Laughlin who has made our community a better place to live. This year's recipient is a 21-year U.S. Air Force veteran and is an active member in the community, holding numerous positions at the Richard Springton American Legion Post 60, including the past post commander. This person also volunteers their time at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 243, where they have held the position of vice commander. In addition, this person is also a member of the Benevolent Protection Order of the Elks, Laughlin Lodge 2872, where they have been treasurer. It is my pleasure to announce Pamela Walker as the 2024 Laughlin Citizen of the Year. The board will come up, we'll take a photo.
Okay, big smiles over this way. Couple more. One more. Got it. Everybody up?
Speech, speech.
Oh, no speech.
Speech.
Congratulations, and I just want to let everyone know that Pam will be lighting the Christmas tree this year as the winner of the award, so look forward to that in December.
You want to say a few words?
I want to thank everybody for this. I don't do what I do in this community for recognition. It's always nice to be told thank you, but I do greatly appreciate this very much. Thank you.
Congratulations. Okay, item number two. Receive a report and updates from the South County liaison Mark Moskowitz regarding updates of the first annual Laughlin Animal Vaccine Clinic, the Laughlin Community Resource Fair, the Colorado River Heritage Greenway Park Trail Advisory Council applications, and other updates for Clark County.
Perfect, thank you so much. Congratulations, Pam. And then if you wanna bring up the PowerPoint presentation. So I just wanna thank the community so much. We had our first annual Laughlin Vaccine Clinic on Saturday, February 3rd. And if you go to the next photo, the community really came out. It was a wonderful day. I was so impressed. We were able to do almost 200 animals, so 168 animals were vaccinated. We had people show up well in advance of it. Everyone, it was a great, great event. So I just want to thank the Animal Foundation for putting that on, with help from Petco for getting a sponsorship for the vaccines. Their team, Betsy there, did a wonderful job of just moving everybody through within 2 hours. I want to thank Animal Protective Services from Clark County. They were also there, which is so great to have in the community for events like that, because they're able to interact with animals in a more calm state than losing a pet, and they're able to meet with owners, and if people have questions about what's required and stuff like that, they always show up and provide so much good information. I also want to thank Metro LVMPD and Renee for her team for showing up. They did such a good job with giving out chew toys to the animal, and they were helping to move traffic along, and that as well as the VIPs that they have there as well. So they were incredible. They helped so much because we had a great turnout. I also want to thank Tammy in our office and her daughter Amy. They checked people in. They were walking around the line. So Tammy and I always say this is one of our favorite events because you get to see so many fun dogs in the communities and all that. And I also want to thank Alon with Spirit Mountain and the community center and Dawn as well for letting us put on the event there. We're looking to do it annually, so we're going to probably do it again around February so that people that got those one-year vaccines can get them again for their pets. So please look forward to that. Once again, thank you so much to the community and everyone that promoted it. So, and the VIPs too with the chamber helped as well. So, and we had the MVPs with Metro as well. So it was a great showing. And as you can see their photos, we had such a fun time. So thank you to everyone. If you want to go to the next slide, Tammy and myself, we attended the Laughlin Library's first community resource fair on January 24th. A lot of the partners in the room were there as well, but that was such a great event to be able to provide information to the community. We handed out a lot of good information about all the services that we have down here, and we're able to meet with some of the community. So I want to thank Tanya with the Laughlin Library for inviting us to that. I believe it's going to be yearly, so look forward to that. And if you're an organization as well, they can probably bring you there as well. So we want to thank her in the library. The last slide is going to just be, this is the press release. I know we've spoken about the council, the River Council, that was approved by the BCC. And then we released the applications on, I believe it was February 5th, and a press release went out as well. So you can kind of read the press release there. And also if you're looking to apply and fill out an application, the website is clarkcountynv.gov/Greenway Park Trail Council. And if you have any questions, contact our office. What we're doing now is it's open applications. You can either fill out a hard copy or do one electronically and submit it. And then applications will close Wednesday, March 6th. And then they'll be reviewed. And then an appointment for the five members will be April 2nd at a Board of County Commissioner meeting with the hopes of having a meeting after that. So we're looking forward to that. Please let everyone know in the community that's interested in the trail that these applications are open and to please submit them. So like I said, if you need an application or anything, reach out to our office and we can print you one out, or we can even submit it and send it up for you as well. So if you have any trouble with it, it's a fillable PDF, but just let us know. So. And then you can end the slideshow. Then the last item is just Commissioner Knapp's newsletters in the back. As always, this has a lot of good information of what's going on in the community, when upcoming meetings are. So we are more than happy to send it to you electronically. Just let us know. And with that, those are all my updates. So thank you.
Thank you. We will now receive a report from Lieutenant Rogers with Metro Police.
How you doing? I'm Deshaun Miles with Las Vegas Metro. Thank you, Pam, for your tireless service to the community, and congratulations. First, I have a few things I'd like to announce. On February the 14th, 2024, at 11 a.m., we're having coffee with the cop, and it's at Desert Bay Apartments, which is also known as Riverwood. And on March 13th, 2024, from 9 to 11, we have cops and bobbers at the Big Bend Recreational Lagoon area. That's going to take place instead of coffee with a cop. So we'd like everyone to come out to that. So for January 2024, calls for service in Laughlin, we had 304 and 325. It was a 6% reduction. Traffic citations, 91, 5 DUIs, 5 domestic violence arrests, 17 adult bookings, and 13 juvenile arrests. Calls for service at the school, we had one at Laughlin High School and none at Bennett. Calls for service in January for the Riverside were 24, Edgewater 17, Harris 14, Tropicana 9, Aquarius 9, Golden Nugget 2, Laughlin Mall 2, Pioneer 1, Marks Plaza 1, and Laughlin River Lodge 1, and none at the Regency. 4, the residential areas, our largest percent of calls were at Desert Bay with 32 calls there, the Riverwood with 22, Vista Creek 17, the Vistas 4, and 2 at the Vintage. And that concludes my portion. Any questions? Thank you. Have a great
day.
Any
questions?
No.
Thank you. Next, we will receive a report from Clark County Fire Department.
Good afternoon. My name is Tyler Frainer, Battalion Chief, Clark County Fire Department. I'm assigned to Battalion 13 B Platoon. I cover the B Platoon shift that covers this municipality. Battalion 13 is a new battalion that's been formed, a fifth battalion for the Clark County Fire Department. Geographically covers 5 different areas, and my battalion is responsible for 3 Las Vegas stations and 2 Laughlin stations. So I'm very happy to be here. If the board doesn't mind, I have some statistics to share with you. I'd like to approach and give you those.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
For any members of the audience, I've provided statistics for the Laughlin responses for January of 2024, as well as the rest of the entire fire department. To review them, the 2024 responses for Station 76 are as follows. Engine 76 had 30 EMS calls, 4 fire calls, 9 other responses, for a total number of responses on Engine 76 of 43. Rescue 76 was responsible for 53 calls for EMS, 1 call for fire, 1 other, total number of calls of 55. And then we have Watercraft 76, as well as a technical rescue unit that had a total of 1 EMS response in 2024. Followed by Station 85, that's a total number of responses from Station 76 of 99. I would like to say that's a 42% reduction from 2023. This is largely due to a reshuffling of how we're delegating responding primarily to EMS calls to better service the public, utilizing the private ambulance companies to handle lower level responses that we don't feel needs the dual response capabilities of both the Clark County Fire Department and the private ambulances. An example of a call that would be handled by something like that would be, for example, like a foot sore that's more than a week old. We want to make sure that we utilize the resources that we have the best that we can to maximize the ability to respond in the event of a true emergency. So that's what that reduction represents there. Now on to Station 85. For January 2024, Engine 85 responded to a total number of EMS responses of 61, 7 fire responses, 5 others, for a total number of 73. Watercraft 85, it's actually Watercraft 85 and Watercraft 285, each had 1 EMS response for January of 2024. Total number of responses for Station 85 would be 74, and that's a 26% reduction from the month the year prior. If you have any questions for me, I'd be pleased to answer them.
Any questions?
When did you decide to change from fire response and ambulance response to simple? When was that change done?
Ma'am, that was approximately November, middle of November of this last year. Of course, we are hawks on our statistics and the number of responses that we have and the way that we respond to them. A good example of this would be like our most severe medical call would be a cardiac respiratory arrest. Now, in our opinion, we want to provide the maximum number of EMS providers to make this person's life more viable. So in that example, we would send an engine company. That's four people, at least one paramedic, and everybody else is an advanced EMT. So in this example, engine 85 would respond, and they would assist with the transportation of the patient through the private ambulance company for a total number of first responders of six. Now, an example of a lesser response would be, for example, somebody driving down the road and seeing somebody sleeping on the side of the road. We would call that an unknown problem person down. In this example, we would send a rescue unit, in this example, Rescue 76, as well as a private ambulance company to check out that individual, make sure they're not having a medical episode. And that would be, again, at least one paramedic on our unit and an advanced EMT at the minimum, for a total number of responders of four. The reduction that we're seeing here is the minimalistic calls that we don't feel like needs to necessarily have the ability to have a private ambulance dual respond with the fire department.
Right.
And again, we're constantly reviewing these numbers and making sure they're applicable and appropriate to protect the citizens of Laughlin and its visitors, as well as the rest of Clark County.
Thank you.
I'd also like to extend a thank you out to your services. Unfortunately, a couple of months ago, I actually got to use your services. And you all worked very well, kept me calm and alive. So I thank you for that. So I've seen how the system works, and thank you very much for your service.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. Is there any further questions of me? Congratulations, Mrs. Walker, for your well-deserved award recognition. Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay, next we will receive a report from Jason Bailey with Big Bend Water District regarding the water system.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. Jason Bailey with the Big Bend Water District. Congratulations, Mrs. Walker, on being named Laughlin Citizen of the Year. Well deserved. In terms of a report for this month, you can see water use for January 2024. Total water diversions from the river were 208 acre feet. That is just slightly up from January of last year. In terms of system updates, we continue to upgrade the SCADA system, which is a supervisory control and data acquisition. It's kind of the control of our treatment center. And that will help provide more system reliability. That's been a long process, a long upgrade, and is nearing its end. As far as development inquiries for our planning staff, we've received no new development inquiries as of last meeting. And a financial update for the fiscal year to date ending December 31st, the Big Bend Water District had an operating surplus of $116,000. So after capital expenditures and debt service payments, the accumulated debt balance increased $256,000. And so that's from the fiscal year 23 year's end to December 31st, so June 30th through December 31st, 2023. And then just as another note, the Big Bend Water District storage project remains on our state revolving fund loan priority list. And I'd also like to announce that the Big Bend Water District has provided information and support letters and is working with Congresswoman Susie Lee's office for some funding under the Water Resources Development Act, so the WRDA Act funding. We've worked with this type of funding in the past. It is a long process. It's a multi-phase process, but we are continuing to work with her office in regards to that and in bringing the system to compliance with Nevada Administrative Code. That's my report. That's my update.
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we will receive a report from Will Smith with Clark County Water Reclamation.
Good afternoon. Will Smith, Clark County Water Reclamation. Here to share the statistics for January 2024. The Laughlin Water Reclamation Resource Center treated an average of 1.37 million gallons a day, producing clean water returned to the Colorado River. January this time, we had an average of 1.52 million gallons a day. That was the difference. That's the difference with a flow decrease by 150,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. Sewer service complaints, we had none. Odor complaints, we had none. Call before you dig, we had 13 call before you dig tickets. received for January 2024. Attached to a report that was submitted is a flow comparison chart for your review. Are there any other questions?
Any questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, and congratulations, Ms. Wolf.
He's not
here. I know. So we do not have a report from our, let's see, Mike Jackson from Transit, or Kelly from the UNR. So we will move on to a report from Parks and Rec.
Not here.
A report from Carrie Larson with Laughlin Chamber. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Wonderful to see you here. Congratulations, Pamela. We're very proud of you over at the Laughlin Chamber. Carrie Larson, Laughlin Chamber of Commerce. So my report starts off with ribbon cuttings and groundbreakings. The Exceptional Community Hospital held one on January 26th. It was an amazing event, huge tent. They're a really amazing group of people, and they are very interested in coming across the river and providing services for our community members. So I was pleased to hear that from them. We have three upcoming groundbreakings or ribbon cuttings. The first up is Make It Your Tour. That will be at the Bullhead City Chamber on February 20th. They are a tour company that does hiking, kayaking, off-roading, boating, and fishing. So that'll be, again, February 20th at 3 p.m. Nevada time. The next up is the BHHS Legacy Foundation. That will be held at MCC. It is for the Connection Express, which is a program to get youth transported around the community. So that'll be at 11 a.m. at MCC, Nevada time. And then last up is Hawaiian Island Burgers. I encourage you all to go check it out. That will be on March 8th at 11 a.m. Nevada time. That's over in the Safeway, I call it Old Safeway Shopping Center, where there was a donut store there and a pizza store there before. We did get a confirmation from the Riverside Resort. They will be hosting our fourth quarter mixer this year, so we're very excited about that. We have a business breakfast coming up with Haley Furr from Beacon of Hope. She is one of their hospice care coordinators. That is February 23rd at 8:30 a.m. at the Chamber. Please RSVP. We get packed houses on that and can't accommodate absolutely everyone. So go ahead, call ahead. And if you are a business in the area and like to do a business breakfast, we encourage you to call Michelle over at the Chamber. Upcoming events, this is the big one. It is the Connie Davis 5K walk and roll for the Cancer Connection with the River Fund. March 2nd, it's at 9 a.m. We will be taking signups for this. It is $30. You can come at 8 a.m. and do a late signup. We're taking donations. We've gotten all of our sponsorships covered. The resorts are all in on providing picnic lunch. We have Cinnabon bringing breakfast. Billy Kay is going to do music. Annette Wedgman is going to be doing warm-ups for everyone. So it's going to be a fantastic event. Whether you walk, roll, or you're a lawn chair sitter, come out and enjoy us. There'll be plenty of things for you to do, as well as exhibitors to take a look at. The Laughlin Labyrinth, we still have a few spots open for community organizations or individuals that want to maintain it. You can contact us at the Chamber. Our membership is up. We are at 323 right now. We gained a percentage on Laughlin members. We're at 33%. The first quarter, so that's this quarter this year, we've already got 12 in for this year. So we're really proud of our team there and all of our business members that are coming to join the Laughlin Chamber. Three of those 12 are from Laughlin. As always, our new membership rewards, Murphy Broadcasting extended their offer of $500 in radio advertising for every new member. So that's a great reason to sign up right there. Our VIPs, we're always accepting new VIPs. Call Donna 928-404-3859 or stop in at the chamber. We've got the 5K walk and roll and the Laughlin Bullhead Air Show and STEM program. Those are coming up and we need lots and lots of volunteers. Again, that NDOT Laughlin directional road signs, no changes for that. And finally, again, notary services are free for members. Non-members have a fee. We also do fish and game licenses and host the visitor center, and we have a kiosk. So if anyone needs to sign up for that Greenway Advisory Council, if you don't have a computer, feel free to come into the chamber, and we can also sit you down and get you hooked up. All right? Thank you.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Okay, we will now receive a report from Jackie Wallen with the Laughlin Tourist Commission regarding current and upcoming events.
Congratulations, Ms. Walker.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. Although we've been proud of you for a long, long time. This was just a great way to show it, huh? You are an amazing person. I have short now. So I just have to do LTC, and Laughlin Bullhead Air Show is still scheduled for April 6th. It goes from, gates open at 10, the show starts around 11, and we're done by 5 so that everybody can go to the after party at Community Park. It is still a free event, but there are opportunities for those of us who are lazy and don't want to bring our chair and our umbrella. You can go to the website, LaughlinBullheadAirShow.com, and you can purchase an enhanced experience in a VIP tent that comes with lunch, an event t-shirt, cash bar, shade, table and chairs, flight line service, and pretty potties. That's what we're calling them because they're trailer potties and they're pretty. So that is the experience that you can purchase so that you can enjoy the day without having to truck anything in a wagon. Of course, dignitaries will be in the dignitary tent, so make sure you let me know whether or not you're going to be in attendance from the LTAB. The one thing that we really ventured into this year was STEM, and the STEM Family STEM Zone is going to be all inclusive with everything that has to do with trades that are available to our local students. It will be things about aviation, science, math. You have to remember we're having little drones and things that they can touch and feel and see how they work. Military veterans that will come out and talk about their career and their history in the military. And we also are adding Touch a Truck. The Boys and Girls Club is promoting Touch a Truck programs right now so that kids can touch a trash truck, a mail truck, a skip loader, whatever they want to touch, they can come and learn about it from the operators and they can feel them and see how they work. That's going to be a big part of the program also. So I want you to make sure that if you have children in your community or in your family that you bring them out. It's free. The biggest thing that we had last year was we didn't have a lot of bilingual interaction. In this STEM program, we will have bilingual speakers for the children, for our Latin and Spanish community. So that will help our students who don't understand English as well as they could at this point, or they're too young to learn English as a second language right now. So we did also start, because of the complaint of the length of the tarmac, I went to Las Vegas Motor Speedway and said, can I have your trams? And they said, yes. So we have trams that are going to be shipped down here. They're large trams that hold 40 people. There's a driver that pulls it, and somebody sits at the back like a caboose guy and makes sure that everybody gets their arms and legs in the tram before they get moved. There will be 5 stops along the tarmac with an information booth at each stop. So when you get off that tram, you know exactly where you're headed for food, potties, VIP tents, exhibits, vendors, those kind of things. So it's a lot to look forward to. It's a lot of work, but we're really getting into it, and we have a great team this year. We are still accepting volunteer applications, and you can do that online at the LaughlinBullheadAirShow.com, and on the first page it says, do you want to be a volunteer? Most of the volunteers that I'm working with are being required to do a background check for FAA inside fence work duties. But we cover that expense, and they also have a volunteer hospitality tent that will take care of them this year and make sure that they're all fed and watered and that they have everything that they need to do their job. If you guys have any questions, you can call me direct, as you always know. My phone number is like an open book, but you could go to the air show website, and there's so much information in there. It's a new website, so it's pretty interactive, and it has a lot of information. And the brochure that's on there for vendor applications gives you all the sizes for the vendor spaces, the breakdown, method of vendorship that you're going to have, whether concessions or exhibitors or actually retail vendors. So just go on there and check it out. There's a lot of opportunities. There's also openings for a few more sponsorships left for us to look into. So if you want to sponsor, whether it's STEM or you want to sponsor something else that we're doing, just let us know. But there's still some opportunities available. Rockets Over the River is still scheduled for July 4th, one show only. Bullhead City has partnered with us this year to bring us some more services that we needed for traffic, pedestrian patrol, and make sure that our drop zone is fenced and secured so that people don't get in there and get hit with a falling star. But it's all going just very, very well, and having them as a partner and not having to expend so much time on the services as opposed to the rockets makes it a really, really easy deal for us to buy more cannons and use less money on the services that we are required to have. If you're going to do the Message to the Stars program, that Message to the Stars promotion will come out, and all of the letters will be due by April 15th, or just after April 15th, so we can analyze them and put your special message on a cannon to your loved one. Townwide concerts, spring is short. We're having a hard time getting people to come to Laughlin, even if it's in their trip. The only one we have scheduled at this point that we're sponsoring is Thomas Rhett. There are still tickets available, a few, but we did sign Jason Aldean for the fall concert series, and he is nearly sold out. So if you're planning on seeing Jason Aldean, you better get on it right away. I do want to tell you that Mike Jackson, who wasn't here, and Kelly Laura, who isn't here today, they're both members of the Air Show Committee and participating in the STEM program. So the UNR and their Cooperative Extension is playing with us and bringing us lots of really nice stuff to hand out to the children and make sure that the students are really exposed to whatever STEM programs they want to be included in, and know that the hope for our students to find something that they want to do for the rest of their life is just at their grasp. They don't have to travel to find it. We will make sure that it's available every year that we do this air show. We will have probably a bigger STEM area than we will an exhibitor area. So I'm really looking forward to that building. I do want to give you just a final report on, I sit on the board of directors for the Mojave County Airport Authority. And we did a leakage report. And the leakage report said that 2.3 million passengers from Arizona, from this southern area, are leaking to Las Vegas, which means that they leave their home, drive the hours that they need to use that airport. It is our plan to use that leakage report to bring more scheduled service here because we are considered an essential airport. Kingman is not anymore, and Lake Havasu gave up their rights for commercial service also. So the right thing to do is to make sure there are Arizona and Nevada residents in the southern Nevada and northern Arizona area have access to commercial flights without having to travel to Las Vegas. It's a really intense report. It goes by zip code, and it was surprising to all of us that we were losing 2.3 million people a year to the Las Vegas airport. When they can have more convenience right here. Maybe a little bit more in price, $10 or $20, but you don't have all that time, money, and driving to do in that investment. So we're kind of excited about that. That leakage report is available. Anybody that wants to review it by zip code can ask me for it, and I'll send it off to you. It's very intense, and it was a little surprising. It took us back just a little bit how deep Las Vegas Airport, not that we don't want them to go to Las Vegas, but we have our own community to support here too. And we have room occupancy and events that would make it much more convenient for people to attend if we had our own scheduled service. So that's the end of my report. Is there any questions? questions? Are there any questions? I'm sorry for my bad grammar.
Thank you.
Nope, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we receive a report from Tanya Brown with the Laughlin Library. I do not see her. A report from the Laughlin School System. Nope. Okay, that brings us to announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. None at this time? Okay, we will move on to planning and zoning, which we have none to review today. We have no general business. So we will move on to comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, spelling your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of your presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or a majority vote. Do we have anyone who has general comments?
Good morning, my name's Clifton Biley. I live at 2485 Illumination Bay Place, Laughlin, Nevada, 89029. Last name spelled B-Y-L-E-Y. Just a real quick, I'm the commander of VFW Post 243. I'm the vice commander for American Legion Post 60. And on behalf of both posts, I would just want to congratulate Pam Walker.
Thank you.
Nobody deserves it more than you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Well, yeah. I also sit on the board of directors for the River Fund, Inc. It is our tri-state clone to United Way. I don't want to say it's better than United Way, but it is. All the money that we raise with River Fund stays right here in our lower Colorado River region to help the underprivileged, stranded travelers, people that are fighting cancer, our cancer warriors, which is what the 5K walk is all about. Those funds go right into the Cancer Connections general ledger account. Now it's time to buy ducks. I gotta change the wording because we're not duck derbying, we're duck plucking. Last year, we put a lot of people at risk. Mojave County Parks, when I was doing the duck races with Make-A-Wish Foundation, we were able to drop them at the dam, and they went underneath the bridge, and then we could catch them and take those winners back to the Davis camp. Mojave County Parks wants too much money for a nonprofit to utilize that area, so Bullhead City Parks and Recreation has given us the community park for free because it's a nonprofit that benefits both sides of the river. So last year we dumped them up around 2nd Street, and they didn't do so well in their waddling. They kind of waddled out of control, and we put a lot of people at risk in vessels, personal watercraft, and jumping in the water trying to collect the ducks, because we can get fined for littering if a duck gets away. And we don't want to spend that money on new ducks if we don't have to. So this year we are throwing them all in the river in the swim zone in a netted area, and some wonderful people around here will be dressing up and plucking, going in the water and plucking ducks out for River Fund. We're looking for a few dignitaries to do that, to make quackers out of themselves and get in there and do it. You could adopt a duck, you can get a 6-quack, you can get a quacker's dozen. All you have to do is go to riverfundinc.com and look for the button that says adopt your ducks here. When you adopt your ducks, then I get the report, we randomly sort them, give them a duck butt number, and then you will know on that day whether you have won that plucking thing. We will pay down to about 75 places in cash and prizes that we are collecting right now, and sponsorships are available for that event. It's a 501c3 organization, and it does, all the money goes back to serving programs in our community. So thank you. In fact, they were the ones that helped with the Anna Circle fire this year, collect the money from all of our locals. And far as New York, we collected money from people wanting to help those families. So we appreciate you supporting River Fund ongoing and adopt a duck. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, our next meeting will be March 12th, 2024. I'd like to call a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much for all coming out today.